Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
Trade Mornings for Toyota. Certainty is a great feeling. Search Toyota Certified. And for Host Plus, official superannuation partner of the AFL.
Thanks for your company. This is Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio. When you need tyres, ask for Continental, continental-tyres.com.au. Beaches, we round this out, and this has been going on for quite a while. This is our trade intrigue. We've got one player or style of player left, and it is just simply titled, and this is what I've titled it, Big Name in Waiting. Now, I did check on our socials yesterday because this got posted as the last of our dozen, which caused a little bit of interest, but a little bit of sarcasm on the way back, and rightly so, we cop our right whack. What I mean by this is we thought we had someone that we did not know anything about in Lachie Neale going back a fortnight or so ago. I still have a feeling that there is somebody out there that will just pop up last minute when clubs are shuffling their decks, needing to make some either space financially or need to move players on to create a spot for somebody else. Within the next 2 weeks, that person is still out there.
So you think it'll be coming more from the club perspective rather than a player coming out?
Yeah, no, I'm thinking, I know Collingwood was an exception almost to the rule of what they did last year where they shuffled the decks significantly. So not to that
little
scale.
Little slips through to the keeper these days without these journos in here, Sammy and Mitchie getting on the phones.
Well, I'm going to play
clubs
this.
Clubs in desperate need to free up salary cap, all those kind of things, they generally find it out. So,
well, let's listen to Matt Rendell, Big Bundy, and Steve Silvani on two Pies players, which I think might
this
have
is,
a domino
this
effect
is great
at
audio
some
from
stage.
Bundy.
They've got Moore and DeGoey on about 800 each at the moment with 1 year to go, and Grundy on about 9. So if Moore and DeGoey have the years I think they can have next year under the new regime, they're going to get offered $1 million from other clubs. And can you keep them? Well, DeGoey, can you have three players on $3 million in your list? Has anyone got that? Has any club got that, Sauce, in your time? Can you remember?
No, I don't think anyone's got three players.
Because that could be what it comes to. If DeGoey has a year we think he could have, and more, especially if he plays as a forward.
Well, you just hope the club would. I mean, from a player point of view, is you've got to sell the picture of or the story of going, okay, this is the club, this is where you sit within our pay structure. Sure, you can go get money elsewhere, but this is our future and this is where we've got to get to. Because when you start getting multiple players on $900,000 plus, it becomes very difficult in your
cap. It does. So then
you don't leave any room for
re-signing some of these good kids, and you lose them.
That's Matt Rendell and Steve Silvani speaking on a couple of the Pies stars in Jordan DeGoey and Darcy Moore. I'll follow up in a moment because Big Bundy made some other comments about Darcy Moore, which I'll run past you, Beach. But firstly, on this particular topic. So the reason I raise this in regards to a big name in waiting, is there an opportunity or a need for clubs to shuffle their decks? So as Bundy touches on them, there's three guys roughly that are going to be on $1 million. Is that too much money this time next year to be holding? Can they find that money? Do they want to pay that money for those three players, knowing where the club is currently at and the build that they will be having naturally going forward? Off the top of my head, I've got it written down somewhere. I reckon they had 10 or 11 debutants this year and more than that in the last couple of years. So they're in a different position than they clearly were a couple of years ago. But if I'm another club and I know I need $1 million in my skyrocket to go after two of these players or go after each of them,
or one of them,
you start making some moves right now and therefore some sacrifice has to be made with some big name players that need to be shuffled right now, Beach?
Well, you want to be doing that shuffling knowing that you're a fair chance to get them, and you've already started conversations. Because,
Well, first of all,
no disrespect to your old team in North, they've had a, you know, the war chest they've had and the treasure chest for how long now, but they just haven't been able to come close a number of times by reports. Obviously, Dusty's the obvious one, Kelly, but they haven't been able to get that player. So they have made the tough decisions to do that, and they just haven't got what they'd hoped for. So if a club to do that now, it's a big risk in a sense in the position they are, where they are on the ladder, where do they see themselves in 2 or 3 years? Can they afford to do that? Because to do that, you know,
You're giving up something. If you're going to pay those three guys,
you're giving up a lot to get. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's absolutely no guarantees, and there's no guarantees that these guys, at the end of their current contract, which is next year, they become free agents as well. Mm-hmm. So that's another conversation. That they're going to be demanding $1 million. They could, you know, they could be saying, you know, look, for the betterment of the team, you know, I know I could get $1 million. Like, we've all been, you know, I can get an extra couple of hundred elsewhere. But the reality is, like, I need to accept this money. It's fair and reasonable to stay at this footy club and achieve what we're going to achieve. Like, they're the conversations and the thoughts going through everyone's head.
Can I ask you from a Collingwood perspective? And let's just assume
they can't afford to have three guys, like you just said.
That was my question.
Which teams,
if you're
do?
Using three,
GWS have two, right? That we know of, Canelio and Kelly.
Okay.
Toby and then Green.
I was going to say, there's a few that wouldn't be far behind. Toby wouldn't be far behind. So, Whitfield wouldn't be far behind.
No, he's not on, I don't think he's quite in that bracket.
Well, it's paying for milk and bread. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
it's
covering. Let's be honest.
It's covering the mortgage.
They've probably got their one team off the top of their heads. Yeah. I was thinking quickly.
But is in the Pies' best interest to have three players? And let's just use the number $1 million. For where they sit right now, you've got Brody
Based
Grundy.
Based on what we know on their salary cap issues, they can't afford
yeah,
to.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I just wonder, and that's why I'm posing the question, this intrigues me, whether there is clubs ready to make that move and yeah, say, so, hey, we are prepared to go real hard and real heavy on Darcy Moore and Jordan Ngoi this time next year, and yeah, we need to make some moves right now.
It'll be fair to say, because clubs do plan that far ahead, as we know.
Yeah.
Whether it's
Years out.
Yep, years out. Whether it's draft, they know the kids that are 15, 16 coming through, positions they play, what they'll think they'll need in a couple of years. Free agents, they've got their free agency list on the wall, who's coming out in the next, you know, 4 years, looking that far ahead. So their forecasting's, you know, really diligent. Mm. So it's interesting, but I don't know. Do you see Moore and Ngoi demanding?
Well, I think the reality of the football world is, Beej, if the Pies can't afford that, you give them what they are worth at that football club. And let's just say the number is 800,000, 900,000, whatever it is. And you have to have these honest conversations, and they always happen. You say, hey, we love you. We love you as a player. We love you as a person. We like what you've done for our football club to this point. But the reality is we physically can't afford to give you that money that we know you could get on the open market.
Yep.
So here's offer.
That's always the case.
But here's your offer. You can either take it or leave it. And if you want to leave, that is your prerogative. You have every right to do it. We want you
it's
to
your
stay.
Decision.
Here's the number. If you need a couple of hundred extra thousand over the next 5 to 7, then that's your call. We can't do anything about it. We'll get compensation on the way back. But you can't be selling the farm to try and, you know, for a few hundred extra thousand dollars when you know the Pies have been tight anyway, to keep three guys. Is that the list strategy that you want going forward? Is that what McRae wants to say? Hey, I'm a new coach.
Let's just say they figure out their salary cap issues. They can maybe juggle it because of the position they'll potentially be in for the next couple of years. I don't think we see them competing for flags. There's some words from Bundy saying they're going to have a pretty big bounce back. But
one's just come through on the text. Ngoi has been having that year in the past 5 years. Nowhere near $1 million a season. Take the black and white hat off Matty Rendell.
Yeah, I think that's like there's a bit of tongue-in-cheek in that, but I think that's fair and reasonable. He made improvements in terms of consistency this year, playing more as a mid. And he found more of the footy, but there was times where he just wasn't as impactful as he had been in the past, even with more touches.
Well, I've got some notes for you on Jordan Ngoi. Let me quickly read it. So in 2021, he played 20 games. He kicked 23 goals, 23. And in his last 9 games, when he played majority midfield, he averaged 29 disposals and kicked 8.
I did a number of those games.
That's a good day.
Yeah, but he just wasn't as impactful as what he had been. A lot of them were.
But you're never going to be as impactful when you're a midfielder, opposed to when you go forward and can actually hit the scoreboard. The Kogan Mobile open line is 1300 23 55 48 or text us on 0419 187 323. So a couple off the text machine, Beach. This is from Fred in Glen Iris. Good morning to you, Fred. Is there any chance that the Swans would take a chance on Aaron Vandenberg, who we spoke about is looking for another opportunity? He notified the club yesterday officially that he wants to seek another football club. They were interested in him a couple of years back, and his uncompromising style would fit right in with the Bloods culture. Mm.
In what position?
Well, he's a half forward that comes up and just causes havoc, isn't he? He's just a battering ram of a player.
They got some pretty good little half forwards.
Do they need some hardness around it?
Gordon.
Errol and Braden Campbell, who's going to be my favourite player this time next year. He will be the best kick in the competition.
Yeah, so there's some Wicks, is it? There's just some players Wicks that fight around. So maybe
McInerney, I reckon, is there as well.
Bit of depth. Hewitt potentially going out or most likely leaving.
Jordan Dawson.
Won't cost them anything. Jordan Dawson.
Do they need a harder edge? the Swans. It's something that we've never really said about them, have we? Like, we speak about this blood culture and what
was that an issue during the year?
I'm asking. I don't think it was, but I'm just looking at the style of play that Aaron Vandenberg is, and you can guarantee that his uncompromising style would be, hey, if the ball's there to be won, I'm either taking it or I'm taking someone with me. But I don't know if they're desperately needing that harder edge.
No, I don't think so. I think it'd be more through depth, adding a bit more depth for Sydney.
Okay. Mike in East Frio has asked, good morning, boys. Will pick 25 get Jordan Dawson to Frio? Jordan Clark to Frio?
I think Geelong are going to be asking for more by the sounds of it, which is, I don't know, it's hard to get your head around considering he hasn't played, struggled to get into a team. That, yeah, it's been successful, played finals.
So I think as it currently stands, Freo's got picks 8 and 27. So it's probably, for me, it's somewhere in between those two. I don't think he's
they'll
worth
six.
Yeah. Well, that's
6-8. So they can they
6-8 27? They could be
they split up 8 and get 11 and another late first round or something, and then hand
might
that
try
to
and get a little bit craftier than just just splitting. That might be a little bit simplistic, but we'll wait to see that. And then the secondary question from Mike, who's in East Frey, has also asked, what's the latest on Lobb getting traded, Beach? Who we spoke about yesterday, he'll be spoken about for...
Who was that, sorry?
That is Mike in East Frey.
Yeah, we spoke about Rory yesterday and just intrigued of how that all fits, why potentially he's gettable, why he wants to leave, all these kind of things. So it's watch his space, I think.
It's an ongoing...
His name hasn't... It's been raised, 15 weeks ago and it hasn't gone away.
Yep. Let's speak a little bit more about him, as we will with a lot of these players over the next fortnight. That was for Mate Internet and Mobile, Australia's most satisfied NBN customer. Internet from $59. After the break, Beach, we get to speak to Dom Tyson.
You're listening to Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. Continental Tires. When everything counts on Continental.